This is Frank Sedapani with the CBS World News Roundup. The Pentagon says a U.S. F-15 shot down an Iraqi warplane flying in violation of the informal Gulf War ceasefire near Kirkuk, the northern city Kurdish rebels claim to control. It's the second shootdown this week. And reporter Jim Stewart at the Pentagon says there's a connection between the incidents and the anti-Saddam uprising.
The broader question is the assertion by the United States that these shootdowns are taking place to provide security for U.S. forces, when in actuality the events are taking place well north, several hundred miles, in fact, north of where U.S. troops are located. So it seems to be a decision, a conscious decision on the part of U.S. authorities to tie Saddam Hussein's hands so that he cannot effectively fight these rebels who are making so many inroads now.
The U.N. Security Council is due to begin action today to relax the embargo that's cut off most food shipments to Iraq. The Iraqis have reportedly agreed to allow food to reach rebel-held parts of the country. UN Undersecretary General Marty Ahtisaari, who spent a week inside Iraq, says it's been reduced to a pre-industrial age by near-apocalyptic Allied bombing and stands on the brink of famine.
There's a scarcity of food, and therefore the prices have skyrocketed, and it makes it nearly impossible for families to get their minimum requirements.
Disease is another concern.
The water is not any more clean. There's not enough of it available. It becomes even more difficult to maintain the necessary degree of cleanliness. And the medical colleagues of mine who were with me have been worried about the epidemic spreading when the summer heats up towards the middle of next month.
This is Alan Pizzi in Amman. International relief agencies are gearing themselves to start moving massive amounts of food and medicine to Iraq to stave off famine. Until now, an official here said, the relief effort has concentrated on health and sanitation priorities, but food is becoming the main issue. The first target of the relief effort will be what are called the vulnerable: children, pregnant mothers, the elderly, and hospital patients. But the need is across the board. Some officials said that in Baghdad, ordinary Iraqis are receiving less than 1,000 calories a day from subsidized food, not enough to ward off malnutrition. What food is available is beyond the reach of ordinary people. A kilogram of meat costs $45. White cheese goes for $35 a kilogram. The situation in areas outside Baghdad is described as being dramatically worse. With no fuel and no communications, there is really no way to find out. Relief officials are having to take in their own gasoline for their vehicles. A famine relief expert presently in Baghdad estimated that convoys of up to 900 trucks a day would be needed to supply the needs of the whole population. And to do that, the International Red Cross and others will have to arrange corridors of tranquility, routes through and into areas of the country where what amounts to a civil war is raging. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Amman.
Iraqi opposition sources in Damascus claim the anti-Saddam rebels launched hit-and-run attacks inside Baghdad today, where army troops had to be called in to put down protest demonstrations. A Tehran radio broadcast monitored by the BBC said a state of emergency is in effect in Baghdad. Baghdad radio made no mention of that. Women wailed and Kuwaiti soldiers returning from captivity in Iraq today kissed the ground.
If you get graduated, you feel so happy. If you married, you feel great, right? So what do you feel if you get freedom, your country back, your government back? I don't know, I can't express my feeling. This is my best moment in my life.
The Kuwaitis who came home were the first of 5,000 Iraq has agreed to send back over the next week. David Jackson reports from Kuwait City.
Several hundred family members gave today's group of returnees a hero's welcome, complete with gunfire in the air. Some initially seemed stunned, but happy.
A dream came true. I don't know. I don't know what is exactly my feeling.
Many were captured on the very first day of the invasion, almost 8 months ago. Radon McQuar, a draftee, thinks of comrades still in Iraqi hands. The Kuwaiti government, he says, hasn't moved quickly enough to free them.
No. I got a message to my government and my authorities. We have... Yes, I released, but I know there's a lot of people there still in Iraq, and I really know their feeling, and I really ask my government, the Red Cross people, to push it.
More than 1,100 are due home today. By Red Cross count, nearly 4,000 Kuwaitis still remain in Iraqi hands. David Jackson, CBS News, Kuwait City.
It's 7:05.
KNX 1070.
Well, I'm here with PC Modem, the computer genius from Software House.
Hi, Bob.
And today we're in PC's lab where he tests all the new products.
Right, but don't sip from that beaker.
Why, what is it?
Flooded ant farm.
Hey, well, what product is strapped up on the table today?
It's the new Microsoft Excel 3.0 for Windows software program.
Now, doesn't Microsoft Excel 3.0 let you create brilliant charts with just the click of a mouse?
Yeah, and you can even put a worksheet chart and a text on a single page.
No wonder it's a leading graphic spreadsheet.
Right.
PC, who's that guy strapped down next to the Microsoft Excel 3.0?
Just another project I'm working on. How you doing, Harry?
Oh, fine.
And you'll find Excel 3.0 at Soft Warehouse, along with 5,000 other computer products that are up to 80% off every day.
And that's why it's a computer superstar.
Right.
Well, good luck with your project, and what's that aroma here in your lab?
Frank incense.
I thought that was Murray.
Now we fired Murray. Hired Harry.
Oh, fine.
Microsoft Excel 3.0 is just $319.99, and this Friday and Saturday at Soft Warehouse, meet reps from Plus Development in Fountain Valley, Torrance, and the City of Industry off the 60 freeway on Gale Avenue. See store for details.
An American businessman is the latest victim of a terrorist attack in Turkey. Jane Howard reports from Ankara.
Turkey's Anatolia news agency said that three members of an illegal organization raided the offices of Vinal, Brown, and Root. They overpowered the staff, then killed the general manager with a gun fitted with a silencer. The company provides contracting services to American military bases in Turkey. Slogans of the left-wing extremist group DevSol were written on the wall, saying the attack marked the visit of President Azal to the United States. DevSol has carried out a series of bomb attacks since the beginning of the war. It also claimed responsibility for the death of an American customs official working for the same company at the U.S.-Turkish airbase, which was used to launch bombing raids on Iraq. Jane Howard for CBS News, Ankara.
The U.S. Embassy in Ankara confirmed the shooting but withheld the victim's name. An official report issued in Scotland today on the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing criticizes the airline's security procedures, but it stopped short of blaming Pan Am for the deaths of 270 people. It says the bomb was in a suitcase that was probably transferred to the plane during a stopover in Frankfurt, Germany. Police have filed vehicular homicide charges against Boston Celtics basketball player Charles Smith. He's charged in the death of two college students who were run down as they crossed a Boston street at around 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 7 minutes after seven.
Loan department, can I help you?
Can you help me? We're in foreclosure. We need a loan to bail us out. You can't, but we have plenty of equity.
Why won't you make me a loan? I've got plenty of equity, and my bankruptcy was discharged over 2 years ago. I don't understand why.
If some bank or any loan company has turned you down because of credit, you owe it to yourself to call Admiral Home Loan. They specialize in making equity loans. If you have equity in real estate, any real estate, Admiral Home Loan may be able to help you with a first or second trust deed loan. $5,000 up to $500,000 or more, regardless of your credit, whether or not you can prove income. Remember the number. 1-800-248-LOAN. Admiral Home Loan. Call now. Give them the simple facts. They'll approve your loan on the phone, subject to confirmation of your information. Admiral Home Loan, a broker lender. 1-800-248-LOAN. That's 248-LOAN.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
California politicians who've been spouting off are in hot water. John Blackstone explains.
In California, the water meter in front of a politician's home has suddenly become a source of potential political embarrassment. San Francisco's mayor, Art Agnos, was quick to admit,
I'm over, and I'm trying to get down.
And when meter readers stopped at Governor Pete Wilson's house in Sacramento, they discovered the governor was using three times as much water as his neighbors. Talk about gutter politics. This is the same governor who recently said,
"It is not fair for one segment of the population to allow water to run in the gutters while others are unable to flush the toilet more than once a day."
Using a familiar political ploy, the governor blamed a leak. But the mayor of San Diego, Maureen O'Connor, could only blame her lush, wet Japanese garden for using 3,000 gallons a day.
I guarantee you, as of today, the mayor of San Diego has cut back 53% on her water usage.
Of all the ethical dilemmas politicians face, this one is difficult for every member of the family, says San Francisco's mayor, Art Agnos.
I have a 9-year-old who's been raised, as is everybody else in the family, to flush the toilet after you use it. Now we're trying to say, Stevie, don't flush the toilet.
A few flushes too many in a political household in California these days, and a career could go right down the drain. John Blackstone, CBS News, San Francisco.
Brazil is suspending coffee sales to reduce supply and boost prices on Wall Street at the hour the Dow Industrials were ahead a fraction. It's 10 past.